prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 3-1-22, March 1st, 2022. Welcome to tonight's program. We're glad you're with us tonight, and I do mean that. I hope that you've had a great day. I really do. It's been a beautiful day here in the hills of West Virginia. Springtime is coming, and I like that. I really do. Nonetheless, we're trying to connect with a very special guest tonight for a little while. We're trying to get a hold of Mike, who is in Uganda. I hope that he remembered the correct time. And nonetheless, we'll do our best to get a hold of him. If not, you and I are going to talk a while, okay? Before we get into what we're going to talk about, and folks, there's a lot to talk about. Tonight, if Mike doesn't show up, we're going to have open line, open mic. Your chance from anywhere in the world to speak your mind of what's going on in the world and give us your opinion, your comments. I value your opinions. I value your comments. Folks, I value your friendship. I mean that. You may think I'm just saying that, but I'm not just saying that. This month, by the grace of God, has made us 29 years on the radio. If it were not for folks like you out there helping us, we wouldn't have been here 29 days. But because you stand with us and pray for us, support us, folks, we're here. And we're doing our best for the glory of God to make a difference in somebody's lives. To make a difference in how they may enjoy their lives on this earth. And maybe to bless them in some way, to lead them to Christ for the knowledge of salvation. Folks, this is so important. Before we go there, though, don't forget, I told you last week I was going to quit mentioning the packet. But people keep asking for the packet. So we're going to offer it again for a few more days. Folks, the packet is absolutely tremendous. It's about 80 to 90 pages of information about COVID, where the name Omicron come from, how back in 1917 they were looking to invent a vaccination to get the idea of an omnipotent God out of people's minds and desires to know the truth on that. It's all in there. Along with the DVD we'll send with you, a teaching I did on defiling the temple. And folks, these are very important issues. Things are happening today that were prophesied 2,000 years ago, but up until just recently, it was hard to understand how this was going to be brought about. Up until now, it's been speculation. People are still expecting for them to put a computer chip in your right hand or forehead to be the mark. And I suppose that's possible, obviously. But that is not the only way it can be taken. Read it for yourself. There are three different ways. And one is to put the number of the beast or his name in you. You accept it. And what happens when they take the name of God out and put something in your DNA? What is that? I don't know. Speculation on my part. But it sure is scary, isn't it? Nonetheless, that's available to you. $25-$30. The whole packet plus the DVD was sent to you. I think you enjoy it. I do believe that. And, of course, I'll keep mentioning why they last, and they're not going to last forever. The REM sleep folks are going out here every week. It's the last batch we'll probably ever get, and I like the REM sleep. REM sleep is an all-natural sleep supplement that actually helps me rest. No, it doesn't make you drowsy. It doesn't make you sleepy. It doesn't make you pass out. It helps to relax. We're all out of Tranquil. Tranquil was another product that was really good for that. But it's all gone. I will never have it again, probably. So REM sleep still here while it's available. If you have trouble resting at night, REM sleep will help you rest. It won't make you sleep. It'll help you sleep in a REM stage of sleep. And it works. I'll tell you that from personal experience. It works. We are going to have Bible study this weekend. I talked to Phil the other day. Phil's feeling better. He said we're going to have church this weekend, so at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time, you join us. 10:30, we do prayer requests and praise reports and different things. And then 11:30, we do current events. And at 1 o'clock, we do the Bible study. And this week's going to be something very important. Very, very, very important. I'll tell you about that more in detail on Saturday, of course. But you can watch us live if you want to by going to our website, PastorButch.com. Click on live stream, and there we are. You can watch us as we teach. If you don't mind looking at my ugly face, but you'll get to see a few other people join us. Folks, we don't have many people join us there. Generally, it's just the same crowd of 70 people show up to our Bible studies. People watch all over the world. All over the world. And dozens get them on DVD to watch it at home. But no one will drive a mile to get to it in Bible studies. Isn't that amazing? But nonetheless, you can watch this live if you like. Or listen on the phone if you don't have a computer. You listen on the phone by dialing 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. By the way, if you want to order the packet or anything else you want to talk to me, you call the toll-free number at 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. Tell Lisa what you want, should credit card, debit card, whatever. Get the address and send the check, whatever you want to do. And I will tell you now, we have in stock now a book we carried for years entitled The Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution. Back in the early days of this nation, there was a whole different breed of men behind the pulpits that stood for the Word of God and for the truth of God. That's almost a completely failed office today of a true clergyman, a true pastor and a leader. They're available, folks, here. The Chaplain Clergy Revolution, the price off the top of my head, I know it's $20-some. I don't remember exactly what it is, but if you want them, you call. We have them here, all right? And the course of prayer question that we have to for Freddie and Johnny and all them is still on the healing and trying to mend. Please keep with people in your prayers. And our guest has not showed up. We're going to talk to Mike from Uganda. He and his group run a home for children that literally go sometimes 3 and 4 days with no food, no money. We're going to try to raise some funds for him. For some reason, perhaps, who knows, folks, Uganda is a long ways off. Who knows what could have happened? It's 4 o'clock in the morning over there. Who knows what could have happened? So I'll ask Todd, our producer, to keep trying him for this hour. Maybe he'll come on a bit later. We'll keep trying him because we want to help Mike feed these children. Folks, we take so much for granted here in this country. I know we have homeless here. I know that. Some of them do not want to be homeless, and some of them do. Some of them are druggies. Some are people that are really trying to get out of the situation. It's just hard to say, but we, in general as a nation, have been so spoiled, so made so soft, so complacent, so unsympathetic to a lot of people. And we become a selfish people. Folks, that's what the facts of it is. Prosperity brings selfishness and greed. And as a whole, not everybody, but I won't even say as a whole. I'm going to say there's a lot of people out there who are greedy and care nothing for anybody else but themselves. But thanks to folks like you listening to this program, we know there's somebody out there that care for other people. That's why we do programs like this, trying to help people like Mike and his group trying to feed the children. That's why we do it, because we know you care. Obviously, if you didn't, we wouldn't be here. So, nonetheless, we'll do our best to get him on. If we can't, maybe we'll have to reschedule sometime and have Mike come and join us. I hope we can do it in the future. But in the meantime, let's you and I chat a while. And folks, the line is open right now for your input. I don't know why the Lord's opened this door up for us the last few weeks. talked about once or twice a month for us to have open lines and a chance to just sit down and talk. I don't know why he's done that, but I know he did it for a purpose. Folks, I do not believe in chance in a Christian's life. I do not believe in chance by any way, shape, or form. I do not believe in chance or coincidence. Whatever happens in my life, my Father is in charge of it, so I do not believe in chance. The guest didn't show up tonight when he's supposed to for some reason, because the Lord wants this program going like it is right now. He wants to maybe give you a chance to speak. You may have a question for me. You may have a comment. Or you may want to share something. It's 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We would love to hear from you tonight. I want your input. But I don't think I need to tell you that what we're seeing happen in the world today is prophecy, do I? I don't think I need to tell you that Matthew 24 talks about wars and rumors of wars. I don't think that's necessary. That nation against nation shall rise up to each other, kingdom against kingdom. The word nation means ethnos, which means races. Races shall rise against race, and it's happening in our country by division on purpose to destroy the relationship between different races in our nation to cause conflict and confrontation. It's happening. It's been fulfilled. We're seeing that happen. We're seeing all manner of evil in this world. We're seeing chaos and unrest all over the place. As 2 Timothy chapter 3 says, perilous times have come in the last days. We're there. We are there. Right now, literally, they're discussing nuclear war. Right now, the Russian propaganda minister is saying they could take us out with one swipe. 500 nuclear missiles would wipe out the West and be all over with for them. They're actually discussing that. Putin put Russia on a full alert for nuclear attack. And by the way, I'm going to say this, probably at the risk of being ridiculed, but that's okay. I don't know all the whys and wherefores and therefores as to why Russia went into Ukraine, but I know some of the reasons why. I do. I know some of them are the fact that we have been pushing them for a long time. We promised NATO would not go that far east, but it has. And we're pushing Russia into a corner. They have no choice but to defend their territory around their country. And Ukraine one time was part of their country. And we want them to maybe come into NATO. Well, that's all well and good, but that's against the promise we made and the agreement made years ago. And when the communist situation in Russia hit a really hard place back in the late 80s with the wall coming down, certain agreements were made that we haven't kept. Now, be that as it may, I'm not taking sides on this because I don't know all the ins and outs of it. But I do know this, and I think this is evident. Russia apparently wants to go into the Ukraine and take the country back under their wing, so to speak. But have you noticed they haven't taken out the power grids? They haven't destroyed the infrastructure in the country at all? And they're trying their best, from what I can see, even on regular news, not to hit the civilian populace. The ones who got the civilians involved is Zelensky and his crew, who call for volunteers to fight for the Ukraine. Well, I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just making a comment. I don't think Russia wants to destroy Ukraine. I think they want to bring it in attack. They don't want to make enemies of the civilians. They're trying, I think, to bring it in somewhat one piece. Well, be that as it may, it is what it is. But now we know that it's expanding. Belarus is now joining the battle against Ukraine. We know Switzerland has now left its neutral position to support boycotts on Russia. We're seeing things, folks, come together scripturally. Because we see the Bible being fulfilled, and I mentioned 2 Timothy chapter 3. The men are lovers of their own selves. We don't want to acknowledge there's a God. We don't want to acknowledge His sovereignty. We certainly don't want to acknowledge His rule over us as His creation. We don't want to acknowledge that. We want to do what we want to do. Man's rebellious spirit is coming out big time. So we're lovers of ourselves. And I say this politely, but to hell with our neighbors and our friends and family. See, that's why sin is self-centered. Sin is, being a sinner has been a narcissist. We don't care what happens to anybody else. We're going to do what we want to do. So we become lovers of ourselves. We're covetous. We are. We're boasters. Would you believe that the M6 head in England said that the reason we're much better than Putin's regime, because we have LGBTQ rights. He brags that they're a better country because they let sexual deviants, perverts, run free in society to destroy the youth, destroy the morals of the nation. He's proud of the fact that they let criminals, yes, criminals, folks, in the eyes of God and at one time in our civil law also, run the streets freely. He's bragging about that. That's boasters. Proud. Blasphemers. That's what we have become. That's what we are. We are absolutely despisers of that which is good as a nation, as a world. But especially whenever you have a head of a military organization, a powerful one, saying that, well, we're better than Russia because we let perverts roam the streets freely. Sexual deviance. Folks, I'm going to say this and we'll get to the phone calls. If you don't think these people are perverts, you ask sometime two homosexual men how they have relations. Let them explain to you their sexual acts and see if it is not perverted. It can be no other way. It's not meant to work the way they do it. So that's what we are proud of as a free society, to let abominations and filth roam the streets. That's what we're proud of. That's exactly why America is going to hell. That's exactly why Psalms 9:17 is being fulfilled. That's exactly why America is going to burn, my friends. And I promise you, it could start as early as this year. It could. America is in for a really, really hellish time ahead because Psalms 9:17 is Bible and it's going to be fulfilled. Let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, Butch, thank you for having me on.
Uh-huh.
One thing about Russia that a lot of people aren't realizing, that President Vladimir Putin opened up the churches there. He destroyed, literally took down the LGBT, homosexual, sodomite way of life there, and he really put a big hammer on abortion. And I believe the world hates him for it.
Well, I have no doubt that's true. And they don't want to go along with the Great Reset either.
No, they don't. In fact, they paid their debt off some years ago and went to their own currency. So they're no longer tied to the international bank like we are. And they are, Putin has done for that country more good for it than Joseph Stalin did and his predecessor after him.
Well,
or the one
yeah,
that was after
yeah.
him.
Well, that we went into Kuwait and Iraq and other places because they were independent of the world banks also. That's why we went in there.
We can let
that happen. Well, I mean, the Bible prophesies America will be the hammer of the whole earth. We are bringing forth the new world order, the Great Reset. That's us. Go ahead.
That's true. Well, and they want to bring Russia into the new reset. And the reset is nothing more than bowing down to Satan, setting up his monetary system, putting us all under that heavy thumb. And that's why even in this country, and I preached about that today, earlier today on my broadcast, that, hey, the vaccine passport's coming. And when it comes, we will not be allowed to buy or sell without it.
Well, the UN just voted to make that a reality. That's already been voted on. They're discussing for worldwide necessity. That's already been discussed. And several states, I think 21 states in America, have already decided that there's going to be a passport also. Go ahead.
Yeah, and our state is also included on that. I sent you an article earlier today through WeTransfer, and it's a pretty powerful article. Which the church is asleep.
Yes.
And they don't know how to wake up. In fact, they've been told by the government that you have to do these things through 501c3. So now, folks, if you're out there going to a corporate church, which is not a church, because church truly is you, not a building with a name on it. And if you're going to one of those buildings and they're not preaching against sin or against government or the evil out there, I'm afraid the church is going to sleep.
Well, they
and they're
been.
Going to sleep very hard.
I totally agree. And the nation's being lost because the church has lost her way.
The church has lost its first love, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
They have adopted a new Jesus. I grew up in a denominational church of Lutherans. It was a very conservative group. And I heard the Word of God preached today. The Word of God is not even preached in that church anymore.
Yeah.
They have accepted sodomy. They have accepted doctrines of demons and women in the pulpits and homosexuality in the pulpit.
Yep,
and divorce is acceptable.
Yep.
And most of the churches have done the same thing. And the direction this country is going in, and you know, and it's strange, since the 1940s, seemed about 1945, 47, this country started changing. And it's never come back. 1960s was a tipping point, because you and I both grew up in that era of time, and we saw what happened, and I knew what I became, and I reaped the scars of those things of that era. And this country would never, ever come to Christ again, because they have no idea what it is to repent. If they have feeling, they have nothing to repent for.
Amen. Well, that's pride and arrogance. That's boasters of themselves, the Bible says. That's what it is.
It's very so. Well, I'll let you get to another.
All right, good call,
you know,
brother. Thank
speaker.
You.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well.
Are we excited yet? We're getting closer and closer and closer to returning to where we belong, back to heaven.
Amen. Every day.
We should be excited.
Yes.
Jesus is coming. We should be excited. We have nothing to fear. I was listening to a program the other day, and this is a fairly young pastor, and he calls in his friend, and he was saying that one of these new rockets that they got is the exact measurements of the destructive force Ezekiel talks about, the exact length, the wings, the two pillars of fire coming out of it. He said he went back and he looked to see the old measurements, what the old measurements was for a, from your elbow to your hand, what is that called? Anyway, and he said it's exact measurements. And he said, I used to run these things, so I know the measurements. It's exactly the same.
Interesting.
Down to the inch. Down to the inch. So
wow.
People, the Bible is absolutely 100% correct.
I agree.
And what God said he's going to do, he's going to do.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And it is not
marked. I didn't know you had a book about the preachers, revolutionary preachers. I've got the DVD, but I didn't know you had a book.
Yeah, we got a book. And Bob, thanks for reminding me. But folks, we have the catalog available, too. If you want to receive our catalog, it's free. Just call us. Or write to us and say, I want a copy of the catalog. We'll send it right to you. You see this book in the catalog. But you can be sure and call us. Go ahead, Jan.
Okay. I'll need to order one of those on Thursday or when you're in the office.
That'd be great.
But, so there's no reason to be afraid, no matter what happens. God's got us.
He's still in charge. He's still in charge.
He tells us he'll protect us just like he protected Daniel from the lion. And the three people from the fire, and Jesus, when they were looking for him when he was a child, he will protect us.
And you know, and he also tells us that he also tells us they'll take the righteous out, so they won't go through this hell. So we may be taken out of this mess before then. As far as we may be martyred for the glory of God and taken out of this future mess. So whatever his will is, it's up to him, not us.
We may very well be taken out.
Amen.
In the first salvo.
Amen.
In the first salvo, before
right.
they decide to bring this peacemaker in, known as the Antichrist.
Yep.
He may take us.
Well, that's in his hand. Good chance. Good call, Jan. I guess we'll call, but thank you.
All right, Pastor.
See you Saturday. Okay. All right. Talk to you Saturday. I was going to go to Gene next in Ohio, but we lost Gene. Gene, call back in. Sorry about that. Call back in. Mick in Mexico, come on in.
Hey, Buck.
Yes, sir.
Now, then, how do we know that Russia is really attacking Ukraine?
Well, yeah, that's a whole good point there. How do you know? You're right. I mean, the news says something, but I don't trust the news. But
it's nothing. Who is in the Ukraine now? There are a lot of Zionists there, by the way.
Oh, yeah, there are. There are, yes.
They have replaced the original Dana, who used to be there.
And by the way, more of them wanting to go back to Ukraine also.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
Now then. Yeah, there's another story being run around. I've heard that. Why if Putin is not Putin? He was replaced by a lookalike.
Well, that you never know, because we know that's happened before. You never know that. That's just, that's why you can't trust the news. No matter whose side it's coming from, you can't trust it, because unless you know with your own eyes, and then sometimes you can't trust your own eyes.
Now, you talk about, what was the First Nation of your queer city? Was it America? No.
No.
It's British Isles.
Unfortunately.
Now, you're trying to say MI5 or MI6, right?
MI6, yes.
They're just another. They're exactly like the CIA.
Mm-hmm. They are,
they're
yes.
run by the Rothschilds as well.
Well, about everything's run by the Rothschilds.
Yeah.
We know that. That's just a fact. Amazon, all the rest of them. All of them are.
And who owns China? The Rothschilds.
Well, who pretty much owns the world? Puppets. They have for years.
And guess who's on the last on the SH list?
That's who's America. That? Us? That's we're next. They have Canada now. We're next. Mick, a guy jump, and thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Thank you, partner. We're getting called back up, and I like that. And Gene, know how I do call back. I like to talk to you. I think Gene may be a new caller. We'd love to talk to you, Gene. Really would. Let's go to Mike in North Carolina. Mike, come on in. Thing is okay, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're with us. I thought you was another caller coming in. Okay, folks, we have Mike from Uganda. Mike, what is your last name?
My name is Matov Mike Wakulida.
Mike Wakulida, okay. And Mike, we're getting ready to go to break here in just about 1 minute, but you hang on after the break, and I'd like for you to tell us about who you are and what you're doing in Uganda and what's happening there and how we can help. Folks, I'm so thrilled that you can make it. After all, I'm really glad you're with us. And Mike, you are in Uganda, obviously, and what are you doing there? What is your mission in Christ? What are you doing?
First of all, my name is Mike Matov Wakulida, as I said.
All right. We're going to break. Hang on through the break, Mike. A lot more to talk about. Don't you go away. Hang on through the break. All right, folks. Craig Baker, guest, is here, and we're looking forward to talking to him some. Don't go away.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. go to NeMana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, NeMana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, let's jump right back into the broadcast again. Our guest just made on the air, and Gene called me high. Please forgive us, Gene. A guest just showed up. Would you please call back and speak to him the other night? I'd love if you do that. I'm so sorry. So don't be offended, please, Gene. We haven't worked with our guest because we're late getting started with him. And his name is Mike, and Mike is working with a ministry in Uganda trying to take care of homeless children, trying to feed them, take care of them. And Mike, before we get into what you're doing there, tell us, what is life like in Uganda right now where you live? What is it like?
First of all, let me first give glory and honor to the Almighty.
Amen.
Who has enabled me to be hosted by you, Pastor.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We're honored. Thank you.
Back again, my name is Mike Madonwagulira. And I'm an orphan. I myself.
Okay.
My father died and my mother died. My sisters died and my brother died. I'm not a Ugandan, although I live in Uganda. These were slaughtered in my presence in a genocide in Rwanda. Rwanda is a small country in Africa where two tribes started fighting against each other. So in the process, they were killed in my presence. They intruded in the house and they managed to kill them. Although I was somehow young, to the extent that my mother pushed me down the bed. And so they were killed, and I managed to survive. I walked kilometers. They carried me up to Uganda. Where I came to Uganda, I never knew anyone. I grew on streets of Kampala till I got a good Samaritan by names of Brother John and Brother Joseph. These two took me to school. They made to take care of me. I was taken to an orphan till I grew up. When I grew up, I developed a heart of helping others because I was in the same situation. and up to 2019, when I developed that with me, I started an orphan, which is called Come Alive Charitable Ministries, which is legit and it's registered.
Okay,
right now,
you're trying to do for others what was done for you.
Of course. So I wanted to share that love that I got from Brother Joseph and Brother John with the fellow other orphans on street.
Mm-hmm. And I would assume that Uganda, where you are, is a very poor nation, very poor people.
Probably. Uganda is a third world country, very poor people, and most of our leaders are about their stomachs. They want their only families. They don't have that heart of others. They are very corrupt.
Uh-huh. Yep. And are the officials there also corrupt?
Pardon?
Are the officials also corrupt?
They are very, very corrupt. Very corrupt.
Uh-huh. So, we run out of time very quickly because you come on late. So you started an orphanage to try to take care of homeless children. And how many children do you have right now that you're trying to take care of?
Probably I have 39 kids.
How many?
There have been 39.
39, okay.
But one died recent. More than a week. Yeah.
Okay. And
whereby,
go ahead.
20 are girls and 18 now are boys.
And
ranging from the age of 7 months to 14 years of age.
Oh my. So you have a staff of men and women there to help you, I assume. How do you manage to feed these children and clothe them?
Yeah, probably. I have a staff. So far, we are 3 people. I, myself, I try to raise funds. I try to keep on moving, looking for something there to eat. And I have another lady by name of Sister Margaret, who keeps on helping them out, washing for them, cooking for them. And I have another man by name of Henry, who try to guard them at night and give other protection to them.
Are they in danger? Are they threatened by outside forces? Why do you have to guard them?
Yeah, probably in Uganda, there is what they call, they kidnap and they try to kill people and they sell their organs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the children are in danger of being kidnapped and sold for the organs. Are they also in danger of being child trafficked?
Of course. Of course, in Uganda, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Oh, my goodness. And so I know that you're on the air tonight. We're going to try to help you, hopefully raise some funds to feed these children. And folks, I don't understand how to get money, but Michelle is a friend of mine who lined me up with Mike to have on the program tonight. I'm going to send funds to her if you want to send them to me through the ministry. If you'll just earmark them for Mike or for children, I'll see that Michelle gets it and send the funds right directly to Mike to feed these children. So you have approximately 38 children in your care right now. And are they coming to you? Are they coming to you on their own, or do you go find them? How do you find these children?
Probably all these are orphans. They are all orphans. And I have two who are HIV positive.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Most of them lost their parents in accidents. Some parents died because of these diseases like HIV. Since we have poor health in Uganda.
And who brings them to you? How do you get these children?
Some were found on a pit, dust bin, pits.
Okay,
some,
I'm sorry, repeat that, I didn't understand, what did you say that was?
Some of them were found on dust pits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the garbage pits.
And I'm sure that they are probably underfed and undernourished when you find them. How successful have you been to be able to take care of them? I know you're low on funds, but are you needing food, clothing? What do you need?
Probably, a man who has been fetching water to earn a living for these kids. But ever since the number grew, the number enlarged, I felt that I couldn't manage myself. I had to look for other sources of how I can get funds to help them.
And what is your goal? I know you want to feed them and clothe them. I assume that you're trying to school them also?
Yeah, of course. 20 of them are in school.
And I'm certain that you're teaching them the scriptures too, aren't you?
Pardon?
You're teaching them the Word of God?
Of course, this is a Christian-based ministry, whereby the first thing every day, every morning is God.
Okay, amen, okay. And folks, I know this is kind of an impromptu interview here, but I hope that you're getting what he's saying. Hope the Holy Spirit's speaking to your heart tonight, that you can send $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever, to Mike to feed these children. I promise you, I will be the first one to chip in donation. I promise you that, of at least $100 myself personally. I'm going to send to them, make sure they get that through Michelle. If you'll trust me to send it to the ministry and earmark it for Mike, for the children, I promise you every dime will go to them and get it in where they can buy food. And what sort of staples are you able to buy there? What kind of food can you buy for them locally?
Probably, we normally feed them with maize flour, rice, beans, and some bananas.
So it's not an extravagant menu. It's just bare necessities. Is that right?
I'm not getting you. Well, come again.
This is not a menu of special things. These are just food that are necessary for life. Beans and rice and flour, those are just the necessities. You don't waste a lot of money on candies and sweets, do you?
Probably. If you don't mind, can you come again?
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Okay. I say that you're not spending money on things that are unnecessary. You're just buying the necessity to keep these children fed.
Yep.
Yeah, folks, you heard that: beans, rice, flour, nothing at all. It's what we're used to in this country in America. And we all overeat on things that probably shouldn't be eaten. So all Mike is asking is that we try to help him buy the beans and the rice and the flour to provide them some sort of shelter to take care of these children. About 28 children, no, I'm sorry, about 38 children now. He wants to build it to at least 200. And folks, he can do that if we help him. And I know that money is tight. Oh boy, do I know that. Our ministry is struggling right now also, but these children need fed. They need taken care of. And again, if you'll trust me by sending the funds to the ministry here, you have our address. I promise you they will be sent to Mike. And Mike, go ahead and tell us some more about what your goals are. What do you want to do with this? I mean, how big do you want to get? How many children do you want to feed?
Probably we have a vision of making 200 kids in future to help them. But we are to achieve this when we get a plot of... We would like to get some acre of land, some piece of land. And these are like 6-piece acre old land on which we try to develop structures like dormitories for the kids. I would like to set off a school to reduce the expenses were needed for the kids to go to school, to be taken to school, that church. And this school can help the entire community. I would like to get a plantation on the same plot of land. When I happen to get that plantation on that piece of land, this will help and save me from asking for donations on food, because I'll be able to grow my own food on a daily basis.
Do you have any other churches in Uganda helping you? Does the government help at all?
Probably In Uganda, people are by their seeds. That's why I myself said, let me try to help and solicit funds and get friends. And those friends who are willing, even you free to come to Uganda anytime. Anytime to see our work.
So not many people there locally help you?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Since
wow.
Yeah, 2019, I've been one person trying to give a second chance to these kids who had lost their hope in life. I come in to give them hope, to help them.
I'm amazed. I mean, it'd have to be hard enough just to feed yourself, but to feed that many children. How have you managed to do it so far?
Come again?
How have you managed to feed the children so far?
Probably, as I said, I was collecting water, fetching water. I used to
right.
fetch water and sell it. You collect
okay.
water. I used to collect 20 jerrycans, 20 liters times 20 jerrycans of water, which jerrycan contains 20 liters. I sell it $1. And on that dollar, I managed to raise money to feed these kids. But as the number enlarged, I failed really because I couldn't manage alone. I had to look for other sources of getting money to help these kids.
And are the children brought to you by other people that want to help them, or are they just dumped off on your doorstep?
Probably. Some are given to me by police because I have a certificate. Some are just dumped on the gate. You wake up and early morning, you find a kid dropped on the gate. Some are just picked on streets.
You know, people, we're talking about people here. We're not talking about animals. I mean, it breaks my heart to see animals suffer. I get angry watching the Humane Society commercials talk about suffering animals, and I really don't like to see animals suffer. But then I think about children that we murder every day in the womb. We call it abortion. It's just murder. I think about them, and no one cares about their suffering. Very few people care about that people in Uganda are starving. Children are starving right now. As we speak right now, they're going to be without supper. They're hungry. They're waking up today with nothing to eat. If we can do anything to help these children, anything, would you please help? A dollar? You heard him say he was selling 20 liters of water, a jerry can full of water, for a dollar. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of weight to pack around, trying to raise money to feed children that don't even belong to him. They're homeless children, orphans that are starving. Surely we can afford a dollar or $10 or some way to feed these children. And Mike, how much does it take to feed a child every day? How much money does it take to feed a child?
Probably. I normally equate it on a monthly basis.
And how much a month? I'm sorry, how much a month?
A month, it takes us $720 to feed these kids a month.
$720 to feed the children for a month.
Yep.
Okay. And you know, that doesn't sound like a lot, folks, but that's a lot of money. You don't have it. So if you can help, if you'd like to pledge so much a month, that'd be fine too. We'll take care of that. We'll tell you how to do that. Or you can help with a one-time gift. Feed him for a couple months. It'd be a blessing. It would help Mike get something done to bless these children and see that some people care all over the world, folks. We got to show them that we care. I don't think in the past ever done a broadcast like this in the last 29 years. I've ever done this before. I've never had a guest come on from a foreign country, Uganda, for example, and ask for help for children, but I'm doing it tonight. And I know your funds are limited also, folks. I know that. I know they are. Mine are. I know they are. But we can surely maybe not eat a hot dog out for two or three nights and save that money to send to the children in Uganda. Maybe cut back on something else that you used to spend. If you smoke, and you shouldn't be doing that, but if you smoke, how about not smoking a pack of cigarettes for a day or two and send that those few dollars there? Why don't we help these children at least eat for a month or two to give Mike a little bit of a reprieve while he thinks of other ways to take care of these children? He wants to take care of up to 200 children, to build homes for them, to put them in schools, teach them about Christ and how to live as believers in Christ. This is what this man is trying to do. Surely you and I, of our abundance, could spare a dollar or two. Again, you could write to us right here and send it to us. I promise you I'm going to send it to Michelle, who in turn will send it to Mike. And I will not send it in for at least 2 weeks because I want you to have time to get the funds to us. Please earmark what you can for the children. And I pray to God it's going to be enough to feed them at least a month. I pray it is. I really do. And Mike, we're just about out of time for the night. What else do you want to tell the people? What do you want to say to the folks listening?
First of all, I would like to thank Sister Michelle, who has enabled me and who has linked me to you. And Sister Kimberly, thank you so much. They have been trying to help us. They have been trying to help us. But more to add on that, can you believe that these kids sometimes run 2 days minus food?
2 days, nothing to eat.
Minus food.
Wow.
And this also happened. We don't know whether they are to get even food today or tomorrow. But one thing, we just trust God.
And what time is it there in Uganda? What time is it now in the morning?
Right now, it's 4:51 a.m.
4:51 a.m., folks, in Uganda. Do you have food for the children today?
Probably. Sister Kimberly managed to give us food that can take us for 2 days. But they had run a day minus food. But probably after 2 days, I know we shall be struggling once again.
Well, my folks, I'm asking you, please. I'm begging you. Let's not let these children go hungry. Let's not let these children go hungry. Please, if we can feed them for a month or two, let's do that. Let's please help these people. You know, folks, I ask for help for Pastor and Canada, who's in prison for preaching the Bible. I've asked for help for them. And we know we need to pay bills here at the ministry, and I know that. And I feel almost guilty that I'm not wealthy enough to send money over to them, to these people for a month, to take care of the food for a month. If I had the spare money, I would send them enough money every month to feed these children, but I don't have that kind of money coming in. But I'm going to send at least personally $100. And you say, well, that's not much. Well, it is if that's what you have. And I'm going to do that, at least feed them for 2 or 3 days. And if you'll help me, we can feed them for a couple of months. Just write to us here, call the decision, call Lisa and get the address. You can use a credit card. We can do that also. We'll transfer it out of the ministry over to Michelle. We'll do that. But we want to feed these children. We want to help Mike with this burden. We want to do what we can to bless these children and glorify our Father in heaven while we're doing it. So please, folks, help us if you can. And Mike, I don't know what to say to you except thank you for what you're trying to do. I feel ashamed that I can't do more than this. I truly wish I could. But I am honored to have you in the program to share your story with us. Thank you for taking time to do this, especially at 4:00 in the morning. Thank you.
It's my pleasure that I'm hosted today. And I believe you host me some other time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Another thing, we get challenges. The other challenge we have as per now is paying rent. Because right now we rent a place where I put these kids. And we're on video, I would probably like to show you exactly how kids sleep.
Can you email me a video? Can you send me a video via email?
Probably I'll do that.
If you can't, if you do that, I will post it on our website so people can watch it. Y'all, we send it to me, I'll put it on our website.
Okay, I'll do that. Probably the renting the place, They get sick. That helps because you struggle because these are kids.
Right.
Taking them for medication, clothing is something hard on your side. And I've been always praying that God helps me. And I believe through you, through Sister Michelle, Sister Kim, at least I feel I'm revealed. I see God is soon answering my prayers.
Amen. Hey, well, I won't be part of this if I can. And folks, if some of you out there that are maybe been blessed with some finances, maybe we could donate enough to even help them build a shelter for these children, or buy a piece of land where they don't have to pay rent, to be debt free, so to speak. We're living in perilous times, folks, all over the world. These children are hungry and don't even have clothes to wear. And I'm not trying to make anybody feel sorry and pitiful. I'm not saying that for that reason. Surely, to goodness, for the glory of God, we can share something with these people. And Mike, we're down about the last minute or so. And I promise you, I will do what I can on my part to have some funds to you. I'm gonna wait about 2 weeks. I will send the money to Michelle, then she will send it to you. How's that?
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
And I wish we could do a lot more. I really do. And please send me a video of the children and what's going on. And anybody who wants a copy of that, I will send it to them. I will let them see what you're doing.
Yeah, probably. We have some social media platforms. We are on Facebook. And I try to post daily activities and Bible quotes.
All right.
Yeah, we have Instagram accounts whereby you can follow. We had a website which was disconnected because we hadn't paid it. But if I repay it, it can be reconnected, reactivated.
And how can they contact you on social media? What do they address it to?
Our Facebook page is Come Alive Home.
Come Alive Home, folks. Come Alive Home. We'll get you on Facebook with them, all right? Come Alive Home. All right, Mike, we're just about out of time. I want to thank you for joining us tonight. And please keep in touch. Please email me some information. I don't do Facebook. I'm not good on social media. You send me information on the email, and I'll put it on our website, along with your address and everything, any other way people can help you, okay?
Okay, Pastor.
God bless you, my friend. God bless you in what you're doing. Thank you for being there for those children.
Oh, God bless you, Mo. God bless you, too.
All right. I'll talk to you again soon, my friend. Folks, we're flat out of time. I don't know what to say. Please help us, if we can, to feed these children. We love you. By the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.